I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Two more pandemic relief programs opened this week that thousands of Clinkin Haida tribal members and Gold Belt shareholders are eligible for. People who fall into both categories can get up to $3,600 in one-time payments. Nathan Johnson recently applied for a $1,000 grant available to enrolled members of the Central Council of Clinkin and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Johnson is from Angoon, where he used to work seasonal jobs. The pandemic shut down most travel and made life a lot tougher there.
Our store was running low on food, and that's the main reason why I moved to Juneau, so I can try to work more.
Grandparents are looking after his three young children in Angoon. He wants to bring them over and be a father to them. About 3 months ago, he started working at a pizza restaurant and is saving up for an apartment his family can live in.
An extra $1,000 means at least a couple weeks to at least a month closer to my kids. It means I get to be fed well. I could have more energy for my job. I could prep for the winter. I could pay off my phone. It's a big help.
He said getting his application in was like a big mountain off his shoulders. Clinkin and Haida's program is funded by the American Rescue Plan Act, which federal lawmakers passed in March. Another relief program opened recently that's available to shareholders in Gold Belt Incorporated, the Urban Alaska Native Corporation for the Juneau area. Each shareholder can get up to $2,600. Gold Belt has more than $11 million available for this program. That's more than enough to make the maximum payment to every single one of the corporation's shareholders. Here's Gold Belt CEO McHugh Pierre.
If you don't file an application, it's not going to help somebody else. We have enough money for everybody to get the full amount if they can demonstrate the need. So I want everyone to apply, justify your amount, and we will reimburse you for those costs up to $2,600.
The application period closes at the end of September. As of Thursday afternoon, Pierre says Gold Belt had gotten more than 1,400 applications and certified about 800. Payments will start going out in a few days. Pierre says Gold Belt's leadership made plans for the program early on in the pandemic last year, but shelved them after court cases came up affecting the funding. The money comes from last year's Federal CARES Act.
I mean, they should have had it last year, and they didn't. They weren't allowed to have it, due to the legal complications. But now that those are resolved, we want to get it into our shareholders' hands and help them out in this difficult time.
The CARES Act quickly sent relief money out to individuals, businesses, nonprofits, as well as state, local, and tribal governments, but not to Alaska Native corporations, because several lower 48 tribes challenged the corporation's eligibility for these funds. While the lawsuits pit Alaska Native corporations against tribes in the lower 48, Pierre says Gold Belt has a strong relationship with Clinkin and Haida. Pierre says everyone in the community benefits from that. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.